America fell into darkness, a call rang out across the land. Lair Adams, entertainer and entrepreneur, answered the call. He joined forces with friend, businessman, and scholar, Christopher Hart. They teamed with lifelong radio pro Nostra Dennis. Together, they are guardians of liberty and the American way.
Ladies and gentlemen, introducing the champions of political professional wrestling, Lair Adams, Nostra Dennis, and Christopher Hart. The American Adversaries, Drive Time.
Little words. That's right. Just three little words uttered by the mayor of Baltimore that describes the ideology of liberal Democrats and their true socialist mantra. Those three little words were, "It's just property." The mayor's stand down order to the police made them just property. Now, she could have added two more words and said, "It's just someone else's property." But socialists are good at hiding their true meanings. Not me. I blab all the time. Lair Adams with you on the American Adversaries Drive Time on AM 660. The answer. Yes, yeah, socialists don't mind a bit tearing up someone else's stuff. But our host does, especially when they tear up the Constitution. Christopher Hart!
And we love tearing them a new one for doing that, too. Welcome to the show, folks. You are listening to the American Adversaries in Drive Time on AM 660. The Answer, as we come to you live from the Mercury Free Broadcasting Studios. Don't forget, for the very best in Mercury Free dental care, call my dentist, Dr. James E. Hardy, at 407-678-3399. I will be in the chair come Tuesday morning getting my chopper's all cleaned up by Jolie over there. She does such a great job. I wish I could do it every month. And I want to thank you for being with us. That was Lair Adams. I am Christopher Hart, and you can be a part of the show as well. Just give us a call at 407-774-8255, and Nick LeCicero, who's manning the controls on the bridge, will answer that there phone and put you right up on the screen so we can put you right up on the air. Colonel David Smith is going to be with us a little bit later on in the show. Some of you folks have been listening to us for quite a while know yep. that Colonel Smith was running for Congress against John Michael last year in the Republican primary. We had him on the show a number of times, and really like Colonel Smith, former Marine colonel, and he's going to join us tonight. I believe he's in the United Arab Emirates, Dubai, or one of the Arab Emirates over there.
Mm-hmm.
We will find out when he checks in with us, and we'll find out what he is finding out as he tours around the Middle East, so to speak. So we got a big show lined up for you today, so feel free to chime in. Yeah, a lot of the news is still coming out of Baltimore, although that's bleeding over now into other cities. There's been additional violence in Ferguson. There was a protest, I guess, last night where they were trying to stop the Holland Tunnel, block the Holland Tunnel, I should say, and in New York City. So the agitating forces are working hard to make as much out of this as possible. And then, lo and behold, here comes the Washington Post this morning with a story that reminded me of a phone call we had night before last, I think it was, Lair, when we had Al on.
Yeah.
And Al congratulated us. I want to thank him again for going to a two-hour show starting Monday. But he was saying, you know, the police need to be more scrutinized. And then after the conversation, we had Kurt Reed from Chill Cryosonic.
Yeah.
And he's a former police officer, former federal investigator, was in the military as an investigator for 30 years. And I asked him, I said, theoretically or hypothetically speaking, I said, I think, could this guy have possibly injured himself by, you know, maybe throwing himself against the door, trying to break out of the thing or something. He said, absolutely, it could have happened. Well, lo and behold, the Washington Post ran a story this morning. Evidently, you know, the police have been investigating themselves. They had turned over their report to the prosecutor's office, district attorney's office, I should say, in Baltimore today.
And admitted to an extra stop that they hadn't disclosed before.
But said that evidently there were other inmates in the other prisoners.
In
the paddy wagon at the time. And evidently the paddy wagon has separate compartments because he said he could hear Fred Gray slamming himself against the sides of the paddy wagon in his compartment. He thought trying to injure himself. And could he have hurt his spine like that? Let me tell you something. Yes. From the time they put you in a pair of handcuffs, the environment is quite harsh. It is hard, cold, and ungiving. And if you go throwing your body up against a steel door, you can hurt yourself.
Well, and Chris, we've seen videos where people in squad cars and other situations have hurt themselves on purpose to try to blame the police. Now, here's the crazy story I heard, and tell me if you've heard this. I caught a blurb of this, that this fellow's brother had been in an accident, and they called the called for an ambulance. The ambulance picked him up, loaded him in the ambulance. Something happened. They made a stop or something, and they hadn't had the stretcher locked down properly. Anyway, he got slammed up. It broke his neck or damaged his neck, hurt his neck, and got a large settlement. Had you heard this story?
No, but I am not surprised.
No, this is please, folks, if you've heard this, I think it was on Fox this morning.
Yeah.
And apparently his brother had gotten a pretty good settlement by damaging his neck and blaming it on the transportation to whatever.
It wouldn't be the first time that somebody, quote-unquote, slipped in the grocery store or something like that. You know, security cameras in grocery stores and stores are as much to protect them as it is to keep you from stealing from them.
And
it's to protect them from those kind of lawsuits.
And this guy's got 20 or 30 arrests on his record?
Yeah. It is quite possible, and now it looks like if this other inmate is telling the truth, very likely that Fred Gray hurt himself. Probably, obviously didn't want to kill himself, I wouldn't think. He was probably either after some money or after a sympathetic judge or something to that effect.
Yeah, I got whooped.
Maybe he's been watching the news and has been listening to the president and the attorney general. I don't know. But it does begin to make a whole lot more sense that he hurt himself if he was in there by himself. And believe me, you know, as we were saying on the show the other day, many people who are arrested have problems, mental problems. And
you must if you've been arrested 20 to 30 times.
I don't know about his mental state of mind, but obviously, you know, he had issues. Let's just put it that way. So it would not have been beyond him to try to injure himself, either to get out of jail or to file a suit against the city.
Well, it's not infeasible to think that he has a criminal mindset, was my point.
Well, exactly. Yeah. I think that can go without saying. Which is why I guess I heard Mike Gallagher talking this morning, saying that an FM disc jockey at some station was relieved and put on leave for simply posting that the guy had a record on the website. So, I mean, if we can't talk about the truth and the whole truth and entertain all of the ideas, then there's no point in having a conversation.
Well, like Trayvon Martin wasn't the 12-year-old kid they showed in all the pictures.
Right. But here's the problem. And you mentioned Trayvon. There are people to this day who view Trayvon Martin as this poor, sweet little angel.
12 years old.
Who went no worse than a trick-or-treater.
Skittles or something.
He went and got himself some candy at the store. And then this mean old white Hispanic guy shot him dead. Cold-blooded murder. A lot of people still believe that. It's farce. It's farcical.
The other guy had his hands up. It's a total lie.
And this total lie will live on, too. And unfortunately, these total lies lead to the destruction of property, lead to other people being hurt, and ultimately lead to people being killed. And if this guy, you know, in the effort to harm himself, did this, All I can say is he just found himself a deeper level of hell to live in, because not only was he trying to defraud someone, now he has caused more violence. He has caused the racial situation in this country to deteriorate that much further and made it that much more difficult to solve and bring this thing back around. So, it's a shame. If this guy did try to hurt himself, that he ended up killing himself. But I'm here to tell you, folks.
Well, why are people looking for an excuse to go out and riot? You know, to go ahead and destroy things that are only destroying themselves and their own society and everything that can be good for them.
Well, we talked about it once again the other night. They have too much time on their hands. Fully 20% of the families in this country have no one in them working. You know, idle hands are a devil's workshop. I guarantee you, if those students had something to do after school that day and that they had to be there, there would have been a whole lot less of them on the streets rioting. And by the way, it didn't take long for Toya Graham to start to hear the criticism about beating her kid.
Yes, in public.
Well, all I can say is, if she was beating some sense into him, more power to her. Okay, I see we have David Smith on the line. We'll go ahead and take a break, since he's calling us from clear on the other side of the doggone planet. So when we come back, we'll be talking to Colonel David Smith. Please don't go away.
It's a long wire, folks.
Yeah.
Separated.
All right, if that don't get you going, I don't know what will. Welcome back to the show, folks. That's right, you got the American Adversaries in drive time for just this and one more episode, and then we're going to go away as a one-hour show, only to come back Monday as a two-hour show live at 5. Tell everybody to listen in from 5 to 7. All right, speaking of listening in, let's go to our guest today. This man was a regular on our show, and I hope to get him back as a regular again. Now we got some extra time to talk, and you'll remember him. He ran against John Micah. And, of course, I'm talking about Marine Colonel David Smith, retired. Colonel Smith, how you doing these days?
I'm doing well, Chris. It's good to be back on the show with you and Lair.
Well, tell us, where are you at?
Well, right now I am on an extended business trip, and I'm in the Middle East, currently in the United Arab Emirates.
Which emirate are you in? I believe there's three of them, right?
Oh, there's seven.
Seven.
The UAE, United Arab Emirates, is like one big state, and it's has seven counties, as we would think of, and seven separate governments and police forces, and actually even militaries. But the UAE is right there in the Middle East, across the Persian Gulf from. Everybody probably may remember the Straits of Hormuz, where most of a lot of oil flows through the Middle East. And so I am currently in the UAE on a business trip for my company in the simulation and training industry, the high tech industry, and making a business tour through the Middle East.
Hey, isn't the Bhopal Towers over there in one of the UAE states? The tallest building?
That's in Dubai.
Dubai, yeah.
And I am in the UAE capital, the country's capital of Abu Dhabi.
Right.
Yeah, Colonel Larry Adams here. I've got to ask you, sir, please tell me you brought your body armor. We're worried about you.
I tell you, I am definitely relying on my Marine Corps experience of counterterrorism techniques of varying my drive to the office and even my appearance. I've gone from a goatee now down to a mustache, so people don't quite identify me as the retired Marine Corps colonel here in the Middle East.
Colonel Smith, how long do you anticipate being there?
Right now, I still have trips to Qatar and and I'll probably be here another month, and we'll be back home in Orlando in June.
Well, you're going to have to check in before you come back. But now the UAE, from what I understand, they haven't had that much. Now, you correct me if I'm wrong. They haven't had that much, or at least we haven't heard of any terrorist activity within the UAE, but they are participating with Saudi Arabia fighting the terrorists and the other groups in Yemen, are they not?
Yeah, absolutely, Chris. And, you know, I did not realize, even from all of my military experience, I had no idea how strong an ally the United Arab Emirates was to the United States against terrorism. This is a country that is steadfast with the United States against the Muslim Brotherhood, against Al-Qaeda, and against any forces of terrorism. It's I had no idea that the United States Middle East Quick Reaction Force was based here in the UAE, or that we had Air Force jets stationed here on response. I tell you, this is was news to me how strong of a partner that they were in the fight against terrorism.
Well, does that make the UAE now a bigger target to the terrorists?
Probably, but that, I think that's from the people that I've spoken to here that are Emiratis that are working here in the country. It's a risk worth taking. These folks are about definitely fighting Al Qaeda, Muslim Brotherhood, and anybody else that would do damage to their own country or the United States.
Okay. Now, the UAE, if I'm not mistaken, correct me once again if I'm wrong, the UAE, these seven counties, as you called them, they were originally tribal groups, were they not?
The UAE is it's a seven emirates that formed the United Arab Emirates, and they were at one time a British protectorate, and
right.
Now are and have their own country since like I believe 1972 is the when they yeah. They formed their own country. They're a very strong ally in the Gulf Cooperation Council. Against terrorism and are a strong ally of the U.S.
David, before we go to the break, I've got Jerry on the line, and he wants to talk to you for a moment. And so instead of keeping him waiting, let's go to Jerry. Jerry, thank you for calling. We appreciate you listening to the show.
My pleasure.
Thank you.
David, I just want to tell you the Band of Brothers are praying for your safe return.
Hey, thanks, Jerry. I appreciate that, and I look forward to getting home here before too long.
Excellent.
Jerry,
go ahead.
Well, you go ahead and say what you're going to say, then I'll ask questions.
No, I was just going to tell them don't have too much fun over there.
Well, I'm going to get to that here in a minute. But Jerry, are you local? This Band of Brothers, is this group local?
Yes, sir. We're in Oviedo.
And what is the Band of Brothers?
We're a Sunday school class.
Oh, excellent. That's excellent. All right. Well, I appreciate you listening to the show. We thank you for being out there. Have you ever called the show before? I don't recognize your voice.
Yes, I have. I've had dinner with you at Positano before.
Oh, yeah. I remember. How you been?
Doing good. I'm out here listening to you every day.
Well, I tell you what. If you'll leave Nick your name and address, I'll send you some stuff. And give me your phone number, too.
Okay, I'll do it.
Thank you, Jerry. I appreciate you being out there. And go Band of Brothers. I hear that. That's great. Colonel Smith, the Arab Emirates, are they more like Saudi Arabia in terms of their social makeup, if you will, their requirements, their strictness, or are they a little bit more westernized?
I tell you, Chris, that's a great great point. And no, they are not like Saudi Arabia. Very open. It's like any... You realize when you're in Abu Dhabi, anyway, in the capital, you realize you're in another country. But, you know, we got Pizza Hut here. They got Subway. They got, it's very Western. It's not the rigid as an example, women drive, women teach in school, women are doctors.
Do they have to wear the burqas?
You see about I just tell you, it's from my own polling. You see about 1 in 100 women that might be wearing a burqa. You do see women in the Muslim garb, most of the time, some of the time, but the vast majority are in Western clothes, and you see women in shorts, and you see it's fairly normal, but it is an Arab country, and you do see the folks adhering to their Muslim religion, and so you know 1 out of 100 women are in a burqa.
Colonel, let me ask you a question, if you don't mind. You obviously have heard all the nonsense that's happening over here in America with Baltimore, et cetera, and I wonder how it plays over there. Do people even care? Do they get this over there in their news? Is it something they discuss or talk about?
Absolutely, Lair. Absolutely. United States is a superpower, and we lead the world economically, although not by our latest report or economic report with such an anemic growth rate.
Yeah.
But they do pay attention to that, and it's amazing the number of Emiratis that I've spoken to over the last month that I've been in country and others. They're shocked, and they keep wanting to ask me about like how did we ever elect Barack Obama?
I'd like to hear your answer to that. It's amazing to see where they ask, and
how on earth did you ever reelect him? and I am not kidding you.
Hey, David, listen.
However,
Recently, well, David, you're going to have to hold that thought. David, you're going to have to hold that thought. I'm sorry, but we got to go to a break. If you'll stay with us through the break, we'll talk to you again on the other side, okay?
Sure will.
All right. We're talking to Colonel David Smith. Please don't go away.
AM660, The Answer.
Okay, welcome back to the show, folks. That's right. I hope you can take it. I hope you can take a double dose, because starting Monday, we're going to be going from a one-hour show to a two-hour primetime, drive-time news talk radio show.
I bet Colonel Smith didn't even know that.
Well, he does now. Let's go back.
That's great. Congratulations.
Well, thank you, Colonel Smith, and it'll just give us more time to talk when you come back to town. Real quick, what time is it over there in the UAE where you're at?
It is about 1:35 in the morning. So, Friday morning, I am 8 hours ahead of you guys.
Wow! I really want to thank you for staying up late to be on our show. We were talking right before we went to the break that a lot of Emiratis are coming up to you saying, you know, what's the matter with you Americans? How could you elect Barack Obama twice? Do they express a similar concern that things are going to get a lot worse before they get better?
Yes, I tell you, I've had people, because there's not that many Americans here. A lot of British, Australians, in the business sector. Most of the service sector are Indians, Pakistanis, Filipinos, but of the business people, it's mostly British. So I do get a lot of questions about the United States as a superpower, and I tell you, the number one question is, or maybe it's not a question, or it's a concern that I hear from business people is, please don't elect Hillary Clinton. and I tell you, it's funny. I'll tell you. Well, it's not funny.
No,
it's very disheartening. I suppose.
Yeah.
Is a superpower. Americans are expected to lead, and a lot of folks in the Arab community are very concerned about the potential to go from bad to worse.
Yeah.
From Barack Obama to Hillary Clinton, and they're very concerned.
Yeah, we only laugh because otherwise we'd be crying.
I tell you, this nuclear deal with Iran got people very, very concerned here.
It's going to be my
Middle East.
That was going to be my next question. Obviously, they don't want it to go through. I take it.
No, there is a great deal of concern that if with the Iranians, if their lips are moving, they're lying, and people are disheartened, distrustful that the Obama administration, especially with John Kerry, have bought into this string of lies, and they're very worried.
David, you've been talking about the United States as a world superpower. I get the impression that people over there want us to be the dominant world superpower. Am I wrong?
No, you are absolutely right. And that's what concerns them about Obama and the potential that Hillary would be our next president. Excuse me while I spit after I say that, but people are worried that the United States will continue to decline as a world superpower by making these deals with Iran, and they're wondering, oh my goodness, what could come next under Hillary, and they're very concerned.
So they're not worried that the United States meddles around and tampers too much.
No, I think that they want us to take more of a leadership role, and they're concerned that we haven't with what's going on in Yemen in particular.
Yeah,
which is the fight in Yemen. Make no mistake about it, is a proxy war, East versus West, or actually it's Iran versus the West, and the United States is sitting this one out, and. So the Saudis have taken the lead.
And do they understand that we have a president that was an anti-war president that's basically very socialistic?
I think they get that, but it's the concern is where President Obama chooses to engage and where he doesn't, and where they see that he's not engaging is in Middle East issues that are promoting the rise of all things, the rise of Iran, and that is a new potential nuclear power that very much concerns the rest of the Middle East region. And that also includes our Israeli friends.
Oh yes,
where Israelis and Arabs are now linked against a potential foe in Iran with a nuclear capability. That has got a lot of people worried here in the Middle East.
Okay, David, we have another caller on the line, Sherry, who has a question for you or a comment. Sherry, thank you for calling.
Well, thanks for having me.
Absolutely.
Hello, Colonel Smith. How are you today?
I'm doing well, Sherry. Good to hear from you.
Sherry, only it's tomorrow for him.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead.
But anyway, it's good to hear from you. You're in my prayers, and I'm so sorry that I can't address you as congressman.
So,
well, I'm with you there, Sherry, and I'll leave it at that.
Yeah.
Yeah, Congressman Choo-Choo Train out here now.
Yeah.
Anyway, like I said, we'll keep you in our prayers, and hope when you get back and have a safe trip back that you come on the show again.
We'll make sure
of it. Thank you, Sherry.
Talk to you later.
All right. Thank you, Sherry, for calling. We appreciate it. And we'll make sure that he is on the show again. You say they have a very capable military in the UAE. Are they working closely with the Saudi Arabians to coordinate the activities in Yemen, for lack of a better word?
Well, Chris, let me choose my words wisely, because as you might imagine, and certainly based on my 30 years of Marine Corps experience, I don't want to speak about troop movements specifically. But the UAE is very well engaged with the Americans against ISIS, and very well engaged against with Saudi Arabia against terrorist forces in Yemen.
Okay, will you be passing through Israel on your back home, on your way back home?
Will I go through where?
Israel.
Not on this trip. I have a trip planned to actually walk the Holy Land coming up, something that has always been a truly a life's ambition, and I will do that sometime later this year.
Okay. One last question before we go. The UAE, why do you think that these separate tribes have gotten along so well together? What do they have in common, and is there anything that they could be built upon for the rest of the Middle East?
Well, I tell you, the UAE is tied together by family. It is driving factor. There, of course, there is a royal family here. There is actually multiple royal families,
right?
And they're all linked together through history and family, business, future for their children. Those are themes that run through UAE, and in my experience, certainly over the last 30 days, as I've met more folks in the business community, it is what they're about, and it's very Western. They're very normal people, and it's been eye opening for me, and something that I had no idea. Really what such a business partner they were to the U.S., and really, surprisingly, and I think it's been intentionally understated how much of a partner they have been in this fight against ISIS in particular. I mean, they got jets flying every day bombing ISIS targets. You never hear about that in the media.
Yeah, we need more partners like that.
They're dropping more bombs than we are.
Yeah, well, I'm not surprised at all with that. All right, well, it's been very educational talking with you, David, and we appreciate you being on the show. And we'll set this up to do it again in a couple of weeks at your next stop.
No, all right, Chris. Great to talk with you, and you too, Lair.
Real quick, where will your next stop be?
Bahrain. And, our forces in Bahrain.
Okay. All right. We'll set that up. So you travel safely, and as Sherry said, we'll keep you in our prayers.
All right. Thank you very much, Chris.
All sure. Right. And Colonel, get some sleep.
Yeah. Good night. All right. That was Colonel David Smith. He was coming to us live from the UAE, as you heard him say, Dubai, and where it's past 1:30 over there, going on 2:00 in the morning. So we appreciate him staying up late tonight to be on our show. And we appreciate you folks out there listening, and hope you enjoy great guests like Colonel Smith. And, of course, we'll start having him on the show a little bit more regularly now as we get a little bit more time to deal with. As I said, starting Monday, we'll have a two-hour show live at 5. Okay. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about the Baltimore thing. I also want to tell you about the president's little excursion to get some decent food, what happened. And I'm going to tell you what the youth of America thinks about the media of America. Now, I know they're not talking about us, but, you know, the mainstream media, as we like to call them around here. So don't forget, you're listening to the American Adversaries. And don't forget, it's Thursday, so that means it's time for WDW News tonight, live at 8 o'clock, the WDW News Show with Nick LoCicero, 8 o'clock on 1520 WBZW. Make sure you catch that. What's that website for BZW again? Nick?
Well, for the show, you could check out WDWNT.com, which stands for WDW News Today. It's all about Walt Disney World.
All right. There you go. WDWNT.com. That's a great show with Nick LoCicero every Thursday live. Okay. When we come back, as I said, we got a lot more to talk about. If you want to call, you better do it now because we're running out of time. But, you know, come Monday, I'm not going to be saying that at 5:45 anymore. 407-774-8255, because we'll have a whole nother hour. All right, a little of the old speed wagon for you on the road again. If you're on the road, just listen to us and hang on to that steering wheel. We'll get you to where you're going. That's right, you got the American Adversaries in drive time. Christopher Hart and Lair Adams. That was a great conversation with Colonel David Smith. I learned a lot about the Arab Emirates.
And how they feel about our political system.
Yeah, absolutely. I want to remind you folks, summer's coming around. Some of you folks will be turning on that AC and it'll be on the fritz. You'll need a whole new unit. Give Bill Files a call here at the station and get an AC unit at half price. That's the best way to buy something at half price. And you can reach him at 407-618-1760. He'll be glad to help you out. Half-price tuition for great Christian schools. If you want to get your kid out of public school into a Christian school, or out of one Christian school into another, you can get a half-price tuition. Just go to AmazingRadioDeals.com. Check out all the great deals at half-price at AmazingRadioDeals.com. Okay, I want to go to Al on the line right now. Al, thank you for calling. We appreciate you being out there.
Hey, what's going on, guys? God bless.
Same to you. Thank you, buddy.
And what was the quote that you said earlier, Chris? Idle hands do what?
Idle hands are a devil's workshop.
I like that.
Yeah, well, I used to hear that a lot as I was a kid. Let me just put it that way.
That may be like Franklin or something.
Anyway, go ahead. Yeah.
It's funny that you say that. I always like to go back to biblical terms, right?
Yes.
And God told Adam that he would curse the ground for thy sake, right?
Yeah.
Like you say, idle hands, right?
Yes.
He wanted him to till the ground, and now that he knew about good and evil, he didn't want him to just sitting around twiddling his thumbs.
Correct.
Curse the ground for thy sake. So I just wanted to throw that in there. I wanted to talk about Kent Hovind again. I know that I brought it up a couple times on the show, and he is in a Baptist minister who is being persecuted by the IRS. I know I told you guys about the trial.
Yeah.
He actually got he didn't get not guilty. The jury was hung on three of the charges, and he did get guilty for one of the charges, which they're going to throw out that charge that he got guilty on, which is awesome. But now they're going to retry him on the first three on May 18th. The trial is in Pensacola, Florida.
Yep.
They have spent more than $500,000 of our tax dollars to keep this Baptist minister in prison. And I just wanted to shine some light on it.
What's his name again? Spell his name out.
It's Kent, K-E-N-T, Hovind, H-O-V-I-N-D. And his website is freekenthovind.com. And he has been in prison for now 84 months. 105 months. He's been there 8.5 years. The normal prison sentence for the charge that he got was 14 months, and he's done 100-something months in jail, and now they're trying to get him to stay in there for the rest of his life.
All right.
Each count comes with 20 years for just mailing a letter, literally just mailing a letter. So please, look into it and shine some light, brothers.
We will do that. We will do that now that we have more time to work with. I promise you we will look into that and get back to our audience with what we find. Thank you, Al. We appreciate you being out there. There's a couple other little stories I want to get to, but Carl, of course, Carl Jackson, our colleague who joins us on Sunday nights, and he has his own live show on AM 660 every Saturday morning at 8 a.m., plus he blogs and does all kinds of stuff like that. He sent me a text, an interesting text. He said, he's correct, I haven't heard anybody ask this question about Fred Gray. He says, why wasn't he roughed up any of the other 20 or so times that he was arrested if they were so abusive in Baltimore? Good question there, Carl. Well, I guess maybe we found out the answer this morning in the Washington Post when they said it wasn't the police that roughed him up, it was Fred Gray who roughed up Fred Gray. And believe me, it can happen. And believe me, in that kind of environment, it's probably fairly easy to hurt yourself because you're talking about, what, iron, steel, and concrete. That makes up the environment that you're in when you're in police custody.
And again, we've all seen the videos of the idiots in the back of squad cars that are hitting themselves saying, I'm going to claim police brutality. And the cop says, okay, well, you know there's a camera on you.
Yeah,
and then they look real stupid.
Speaking of cameras, the president and all these other folks are real big on police cameras and everything. Well, guess what happened to the president yesterday, or to the guy who was actually videotaping the camera with his iPhone and putting it up on Periscope, which I guess is a website for videos. Is that right, Nick? Periscope?
Yes, it is. It's for you to broadcast live videos from your phone if you want. You could also put up recorded ones.
Oh, maybe we'll do that with our head cam. But he was recording. He was showing the president in a cafe not too far from the White House yesterday when the president noticed him. And the president said, "Don't do that. Turn that thing off." At which time the guy did. You know, here he is. Now he's
Mr. Camera Hog himself.
Yeah. You know, I guess the only thing that I can think of is he didn't want Michelle to know that he had to go across the street to get some decent doggone food. Now that she controls the White House mess, I guess.
He's not only he can't go to the tofu barn anymore.
He had it. He said, "I got to get some decent, you know, some meat and potatoes here, golly." Oh, no. He's got. Oh, Michelle's going to see that. Turn that thing off.
Sauteed lettuce. That's for dinner tonight.
All right. Okay. All right. And then another story. Now, this one will warm your heart. Harvard did a survey, a big survey, of some 3,000 young people from the ages of 18 to 39, I believe it is. And what they found was the media is the least most trusted of all the groups that they asked this young age group. And they said only 12% of them thought that the media does an accurate job, does a good job.
Wow.
Only 2% of them said that they would trust the media to tell them the truth. So, this is, I guess...
easier to fool adults, I guess.
I guess this is good news as long as they can keep those attitudes. I'm sorry, it was an 18 to 29-year-old age group. 12% said they believe the media do the right thing. 88% said sometimes or never do they do the right thing. Only 2% said that they trust the media to do the right thing all of the time. And 39% said the media never does the right thing. So all I can say is they've been paying attention to the wrong media. They need to be paying attention to us. Okay. As I said, Monday we go to a two-hour show. Tell everybody about it. We appreciate all you folks' help to get us to this point. But we're going to ask for some more help to get us further. We would like you to join the American Adversaries Army. We got a lot of fun things lined up. We got a cruise on November 13th, a Caribbean cruise that you can join us on. And if you are a member of the American Adversaries Army, you might go free because we're going to put you in a drawing. Somebody's going to be going on that cruise for free. And of course, you get a great intel brief / newsletter with a lot of coupons and great deals in it. And it's so easy to join up. All you got to do is go to AmericanAdversariesRadio.com and head on over to the recruiting office, and it'll just walk you right through it for a mere $4.97 a month, $5 a month. You'll be a part of the American Adversaries Army, or you can come in as an officer for $20 a month. We'll appreciate all the help. You can even just leave some donations there. We'll even take that, and we'll put it to use, making sure that this show goes on. And then, as I said before, you know, we're entering into the AAA ball now. We're just one step away from the major leagues, which would be to have this show on for a couple of hours, 5 days a week in markets around the country. And that's our goal, and we'd like you to help us achieve that goal and know what it feels like to achieve a goal like that. Also, sponsors, we'd love to help you find business that you have not been getting to because you haven't been reaching those people. And it works. You know, I do this little show called What's the Score on the weekends. They constantly now have people coming into the Score office saying that they're there because they heard us talking about it on the radio. It is still a very effective way to get your message out, to get your brand known to people out there. And drive time is the best time for radio to do that, and news talk radio is the best format to do that in. And
best way to get your business card out there to everyone.
And I tell you what, if we can't help you, the station can help you, because there are three other stations besides AM 660 The Answer. There's 1520 WBZW. If you want to sponsor Nick's show, help Nick out. If you want to sponsor Carl's show, help Carl out. The John Butler book on 950 WTLN, same thing. We're all here to be your voice and to keep you informed as best we can so that you will have a place that you can trust for the news
and
to
now,
go to.
Two Hispanic stations. So you get to a whole new different population.
If we can't help you, somebody around here can get your word out. Just give us a chance. We'd love to do it. We'll be back tomorrow with Dan Peterson. Talk about property rights. Good night, everybody.
WORL, Altamont Springs, Orlando. A service of Salem Communications. Intelligent, conservative. AM 660.